So we're taking today the Rambam. Okay, I have the Rambam here. So we're taking up the Rambam in Shechita Aleph Tas. So the background is very simple. Is that what is the Shear of Shechita? How much of an Aleph Shechita do you have to do? So it turns out there's an animal, there's a Behemah, and there's Oph. So by Behemah, you have to do two Simanim. Right? By Oph, you have to do one Simanim. Okay. Also, this is a halacha of Ruba Kukula, that both by Behemah and by Oph, if you do either Simen, you do Rov of the Simen is gone and it's good. Fine. So by Behemah you need Rov of both, and by Oph you need Rov of one. Choose your Simen. Okay. Fine. Now, the thing is, that's a plain halacha. That's the Deraisa. Seemingly, that's the Deraisa. That's a plain halacha. That's how much you need. The animal's kosher once you do it. But based on the Gemara and the Mishnah, is that that's a b'diavad. That's a b'diavad. Is l'chachila, you should do, this might be a machlokes, but l'chachila, you should do the Gemara. One answer, the Gemara says, l'chachila, by an oaf, you should do two simanim. You shouldn't do one. L'chachila, you should do two. And you shouldn't rely on rov. But you should cut 100% of the seven. Shouldn't rely on rov, right? You shouldn't rely on rov, but you should do 100% of the seven. Okay, Ruba Kula works, but l'chachil you shouldn't do it, right? That's what Gemara says. Why not, right? What's the difference? If it works, it works. It doesn't work, it doesn't work. So Rashi learns, and the Ran learns. I forget, maybe the Rosh also. I mean, a simple way to go is to say that it's just it's a drabanon. It's a drabanon to be marchik a person from avera. That if you start holding back in your ma'aseh shlita, so it's a very delicate thing. You can't go back. It's a one time, one swipe here, and that's it. And if you hold back and try to do it in like a restrained manner, so it's a good chance you're not going to get enough, and then the animal is going to be end up being nevela, and people are going to be beating it. It's just a simple way, as Rabbanon says, just do a full fledged all out ma'aseh shlita without any restraint, because in the long run, it's going to cause avera. It's going to cause people to be nevela. Okay. So that makes sense. That's the way. This is the way most Rishonim seem to learn. Okay. That's the chashash. But really, deraisa is no such thing. L'chachil. Why would he do l'chachil? Deraisa works. It works. Ruba Kula works. Golf only needs one. Fine. But now we have the Rambam. Okay. Now we have the Rambam. The Rambam, I claim, doesn't sound like he's learning that way. It doesn't sound like he's claiming that there is really a word. The Raisa is perfectly fine, but it's a chashash and a gezeira and that kind of a thing. Okay? So we'll read the Rambam, and you could decide whether you agree with me or not. Okay? You decide whether you agree with me or not. And if you do agree with me, then we could try to figure out what the Rambam is saying. If you disagree with me, then we could just stuff Rashi into the Rambam, and then everything's good. But you have to convince me of it. You know? Okay. She says like this. The Kamahu Shiur Shchita. Let's read the Rambam again. Kamahu Shiur Shchita. Shnei Hasimanim Shehim Akana Vehavasha. Okay, what is the Shiur Shchita? Two Simanim, which is the Kana and the Vasha. Hashchita Hamu'ula, the best Shchita, the proper Shchita, Shiyachtachu Shneihem, Bein Vebeim Vebeim Bof. They shecht them both by Beim and by Nof. Ulazei Yiskavin HaShochit. And that's what a Shochit should try to do. Right? V'im shachad rov echad mehem ba'ov rov shnayim v'behema u'b'chaya shchitos ha'ksheira. But if you don't, if by an oaf you do one rov and by a behema you do two rov, so then it's kosher. It works. Okay? So again, he says the shchita me'ula, the proper shchita, is two full ones, and that's what you should try to do. But if not, then it's okay. So to me, if the Rambam held like Rashi, he should have said kamu shir shchita is Rov Echad Be'of and Rov Shnayim Be'ema. But Amru Chachamim Shetzarech, they have to do two full ones. Something like that. It's not Shechita Ma'ula. Why? It's not. According to Rashi, is it better? Is it a better Shechita? It's not better. It's the same exact Shechita. It just does a Drabanan because of Chashash. The Mechayev you to go further. To go further. It's not any better. It's just a matter of Chashash. Chashash is like a superheaded thing. But the Rambam is making it sound like this is the better Shechita. This is the right way to do it. And but if the evidence it works, right? And the Gemara never says it's because of chashash. That's totally the way Rashi and the Ran they learn that way. The Gemara never says that. The Gemara just says chachila, right? Chachila. And so the problem is though. So it sounds to me is like it's the deraisa according to the Rambam, because it doesn't say the Rabbanon. And shechita meula is the best shechita. The Rabbanon can't make up the best shechita. I mean, the best shechita. What's better about it? They can make up a chashash, but they can't say best shechita. Sounds like it's actually a better shechita. Better shechita sounds to me is like the Rabbanon. The Torah defines what's the levels of a shechita, so it sounds like it's better. And what does it mean? And leze yiskaven hashochet. This is what he should try to do. He should be a chavim fellow. Why is that? Because presumably that's because it's better? Because it's mu'ula? So it's funny to say that. Is that two separate things? That it's the best shechita, and then he should try to do it. Is that naturally follow from the fact that it's the best, or does the Rambam have to tell us an additional thing? Is it a better shechita? I wouldn't say it's better. I'd say that's what you have to do. You have to listen to the Rabbanon who said that you have to do it. It's not a better or a worse, it's just that's what you have to do, because otherwise there's going to be problems. You can end up having a vela, so it's not better, it's just that's what you have to do. Ramban said, "V'efshar." This is a funny lashon. V'efshar, d'chi b'inan yosem mirov echad ba'ofer rov shayim behema. When you say that you need more than rov echad ba'ofer and two by behema, it's Rabbanon. It's just Rabbanon. It's efshar that is Rabbanon. Why? D'b'deraisa, in deraisa, is lo maflig rachmana b'chol makom ben l'chachilu v'diavad. In general, you don't find the Torah doesn't differentiate between l'chachilu v'diavad. That's a Rabbanon type of a thing. Right, and the Torah, this is what we're going to get to this, but the Torah puts oaf in between Behema and Dagim. Behema needs two siman and Dagim needs none. It's no shechita. So the Torah puts oaf in between to teach you that one siman works. So since one siman works, the Torah general doesn't differentiate. You don't have deraisas by Dechilam Diabet. But rather, al midrabanan, k'damrin lekaman midrabanan dilma lo asi lemevad palga chanan mishum gezera. So it's a drabanan because it's a different thing where they which the Gemara openly says there's a drabanan. So it says this too. So it's funny. He says maybe it's not a deraisa, but it's drabanan. Why? Because you don't find anywhere that the Torah differentiates between deraisa between achilam and diava. So then why is it only maybe? Okay, he doesn't sound so convinced, right? So I'm saying, if we learn the Rambam saying it's deraisa, then how's he going to answer the Ramban's point? I mean, what's the sense of having the level of chachila in deraisa? It's not only levels; it's not like a better kiyam. It's chachila. I mean, chachila doesn't mean you're allowed to do both levels. It means you're chayev to do it that way. That means you're supposed to. Not that it's not like it's a nice thing. This is what you should do. It's just that the Rambam.
He says that's what you should do?
Yeah, Ulazei is kavin, he says Shechidam, Ula Ulazei is kavin HaShochet. And that's what the Shochet should try to do. That's what his kavanah should be. But he says, if you end up only shechting one, then it's Kshera, it's Kasher. But what should you do? If you ask the Shochet, what's the halacha? What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to do two. He says, well, I really only want to do one. Sorry, you're not supposed to. That's not what the Torah says. You're supposed to do two. But oh, I already did it. Is it kosher? Oh yeah, it's kosher. So it's like the whole halacha is only if it's kosher. But you want to know what should you do? And it's not, again, it's not clear. Does that follow from the fact that it's a me'ula? Or is it me'ula and then besides there being me'ula, now I should be mechavim for it? Are those like two different things or are those one and the same? The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. Amar HaShochet. HaShochet. Shemashma Shezed Di'Avad Hu. Halamru Echad Be'Ov. So when it says Echad Be'Ov, that's Di'Avad. So it's it says almost the same lashon, but presumably when he says in the Mishnah Torah, he means the same thing. Chayev. L'zei eskaven ashochet doesn't mean it's an option; it means chayev. Right? I mean, I don't see why to say that's what it sounds like, anyways. And he says it explicitly in the Pesach Mishnah.
He thought
there's no derabanan. I don't know. Yeah. Well, he doesn't say. I mean, I'm deducing that. He doesn't say it's not a derabanan, but he just says a chachila chayev to do it. One second. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't say it's a chachila chayev to do. And the Rambam is also, it's very funny. Shir Hashchita, Kamu Shir Hashchita. Shnei Hasimonim, Shnei Kanim Vavashem. Right? Hashchita Me'ula, Shiachtu Shneim. So isn't that funny? I mean, especially if it were that way, the Rabbanon. The Shir Hashchita, you can't, the Rabbanon aren't changing the Shir. The Shir Hashchita is the Shir Hashchita. The Rabbanon is just telling you, Chayiv, to not to hold back or whatever. But Shir Hashchita, it sounds like the Shir Hashchita is two Hashimonim. The Shchita Me'ula, it's like very cryptic, the way the Rambam says this. You know, the Shir Hashchita, what is the Shir Hashchita? You finish reading, you don't even know what is the Shir. Shama Shir Hashchita, Shnei HaSimonim, Shem HaKana Ve'Avesha. Now what? That's it, it sounds like. Now, Hashchita HaMe'ula, Shechtu Hashneim. Right? So it sounds like the Shir Hashchita is really both Simonim. And the Me'ula is to do the Amhol, and the Rambam, and the Rov, if you do Rov, it works. So let me just say one thing, which I think Avi is saying, but then so the namely is like this: so what is the halacha of rov or oaf, right? What is the halacha that by rov, for instance, you need to do rov the shechita works, or one simon works by oaf? Is it pshat that what is shechita? Shechita means cutting a majority of two simonim. Cutting a majority of a bird's one simon. Is that the halacha? Or do you say no? Shchita is cutting two simon. But the halacha is rubo kikula. Or the halacha is by an oaf, you don't have to do the whole thing. You could do one. But it's not pshat that shchita is cutting one simon. Or cutting 51%. Let's leave. What?
Even by off, you're
yeah, even by off, I think. Well, let's leave the 50. What?
What was like a dinner roof?
Something like that. I don't know. We have to. So let's leave roof for a second. But let's say the 51%. Is it pshat that shchita means to cut 51%, or is it pshat no? Shchita. That's what the Rambam is excluding. It doesn't mean that. Shchita means to cut the whole thing, but the halacha is ruba kekula. That rov is considered like cutting the whole thing. It's halachically nechshav like I cut the whole thing. So in a certain sense, you could say it's the shchita ma'ula. What is like the model of what is shchita? The model of what shchita is cutting the simon, cutting two simonim. But it's considered halachically like you did that if you do rov. Once you do rov, it's like you did that. And maybe you'll say by oaf also. Oaf is a little more tricky. But maybe by oaf, once you do one, it's like you did that. It's enough. It's enough. You, so to speak, you're involved enough in the activity of shchita shnei simanim that that's considered as kosher. It's maybe by oaf, it's like you've begun that action. You've begun the action of cutting shnei simanim by when you cut one. And therefore, that's sufficient. So to be ma'ashir the basar. But what is shchita? You want to know the model, Shchita Me'ula. It's like, what is the Torah's model of Shchita is two simanim. It's not that there's like different models. The model of Rof is one, the model of Shavema is two, Rada is 50%. So Shchita isn't 51%. Shchita doesn't mean cutting 51%. It doesn't mean that. Right? Shchita means cutting the whole thing. It's just that there's a principle of Rebbe Kekula. Principle of Rebbe Kekula. But what bothers me, I don't understand why Lizay is Gavin HaShochet. Because even if you'll tell me the model is Shchita, Shchita's definition is cutting two simanim. But now the halacha is, the halacha, the pasuk, Achar Matos, Sinai, whatever it is which tells me that a rov is sufficient, or one is sufficient by an oaf, so now that tells me that that's considered like I did the whole thing, or Ruba Kekulo. So I did the Shchita. Or whatever, and that works. So once it says that, so why do I have to go for the model? Like, what's? I understand that conceptually speaking, you can't say shchita. The Rambam doesn't want to say shchita is 51% because it's not. Shchita is kula, and 51% is like a derivative of the halacha of kula. It comes out of kula. Kula exists, and then halacha is rubo kikula. So the Ram, I understand that the Ram should say the shiur. He doesn't want to say the shiur is 51%. Shiur is the kula, but ruach kula, that works like kula, has a din like kula. That I understand. And the right, then that's good. Rambam wants to differentiate between, and this is your, that was your point. This is not, this is it emerges. Okay, but it emerges from Kulo. Rubo emerges from Kulo. It's not an intrinsic halacha of Rubo. Right. But then I don't see why you should have to, like, is there like an idea of aligning yourself with a model of the Torah? Like, what kind of thing is that? And I understand that the model has to exist because that's the intrinsic underlying reality. But why do I have to try to do that? Why can't I just all shchutim avail themselves of Rugula? It exists. What does it exist for? I mean, what's the purpose of a shochet being mechavin to do that? That's a good example. Let's say love it. In sukkah, you have all kinds of things. The sukkah is three walls. Right, and three walls, and mechitzah is a wall. But now there's all of us saying, there's the lavud, and garasik, and garachas, and the kuma, and all of the chavarami, all the different principles, right? You say anywhere that you should mechavin to make a real sukkah out of real walls, and then the diavad this works, and you chayiv to build it out of real walls, I say, look, these are halachic principles. If you want to start denying these halachic principles, isn't there, there's like some machron somewhere in the what's it called? So if you deny rov, what bitl barov or something like that, it's like fear. You know where it is, or something like that. Like these things are halachic realities. You can't just deny these things. This is the halachic system. You have it all over the place. Rubo Kekulo, Bitl Barov, Chavarami, Zlava. There's no idea of trying to. It's true. And the Torah models sukkah. What's the model of sukkah? It's three walls. Full, solid. Oh, but Rava says it's considered halachically like it's filled in. Do you say that you should try to do the model? No, but the model, of course, there is an idea of a model sukkah. And the halacha shasina tells you these are considered like the model of halacha has it in that way. But you don't say you should try to do it. There's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. There's no mitzvah to do shchita either. There's no mitzvah to do shchita. There's not even a mitzvah of shchita. I mean, shchita is an institution. It's not a mitzvah to go around and do shchita. It's just halacha. I want to eat meat. It has to be nishchat. It's not even like it's like a kiyum. It's a greater kiyum. Is there an idea like that? That it's a mitzvah of a person to go around and do shchita? So it's just halacha that if you want kosher meat, then there's has to be an ishna. Why is it lezei yiskav en ashochet? That's what I don't really understand. I understand shchita ma'ula. I don't see where lezei yiskav en ashochet comes from. That saying, okay, and I was thinking this also, but I'm not sure, is, and it still has to be worked out a little bit, but the approach is that there's two things. There's the mitzvah shchita, and then there's the result of hechsher basar, which emerges when I do shchita. Insofar as mitzvah shchita, the mitzvah is like a mitzvah. What's the tzuras of mitzvah? The tzuras of mitzvah is to cut two simanim. Both, by name of the whole thing. That's the mitzvah. And if I cut half, I didn't cut whole. That's not the thing. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to cut two simanim, and that's what I have to do. And that's what you have to, the shochet has to try to do, because that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. But then there's a halachah shel Sinai or whatever, a principle of Kula that says that so far as hechsher basar, even if you don't do the mitzvah, what is Rubo Kekulo? As long as the simen is cut, as long as the simen of the chafza is a din of a nishchat, or one simen is done by an oaf, the Torah creates hechsher basar. But that whole halacha of rov and one simen, that's all the framework of hechsher basar. That the basar is mutter if the one simon is cut, or if two simon marka rov is cut. But that doesn't apply in the framework of the mitzvah shchita, that doesn't apply. The mitzvah shchita is a tzuras ha-maisa, and if you don't do tzuras ha-maisa, it doesn't work. Like, you can't do the maisa mitzvah if you have to hear a kolos, or you have to hear a nine kolos of shofar. You can't say, I heard rov of them, I hear five of them, and it works. So the mitzvah is tzuras ha-maisa, and that's it. You don't say rov works, so you do half the maisa. The maisa is the maisa. But the gzerasaka, the halacha of rov and the halacha of one sim and two sim, that's only a din so far as the chafza being kosher. So that's why it's not chiv d'yevet, it's that there's two frameworks. There's a framework of the mitzvah and there's a framework of the hechsher basar. So that's why it lends itself to lechiv d'yevet. The mitzvah, really, you'd say you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Really, you didn't do the mitzvah. But that doesn't mean the basar isn't kosher. And the chiddush, as he's saying, is that there's the first of chiddush that there is two things. There's a mitzvah. There's no halacha of a mitzvah to go around doing shchitas. I never heard of a mitzvah like that to just go. But you could say, so you said, yeah, but it's tiring mitzvahs. But I says, no Rebbe said, hold. There's mitzvahs like Tumah and Taira is a mitzvah. Tumas Meis is a mitzvah. Tumas Nida is a mitzvah. So a mitzvah doesn't have to be like no one's chayav to do anything. It's just an institution. So I heard Rebbe say that shchitas mitzvah is, it's just a hachshar. It doesn't mean it's a mitzvah. It's just that it's an institution of Hechsher Basa. But you—that's you know. What? You do say a bracha, but still, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a mitzvah. It means that you gave it, since there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Shechita, there's an institution. I'm involved. I'm engaging myself in that institution, and that's the Berel's mitzvah. I'm involved in the halachic system, but it's not like a—it's not a mitzvah in the sense like I'm supposed to do it. It's a, if I want meat, that's the way it's kosher. Look, you could argue. I'm just telling you what Rabbi holds. I'm not saying we have to say like what you have. I've heard him say this more than once.
Just like you're dependent on saying that it's not mitzvah in the traditional sense?
Well, I think it's just saying that if you say that the very what mitzvah shechita means, that it's a hechsher basar, it's a hechsher, then what do you mean? Then if you tell me that Alach Shasina is the basar is kosher, then what do you mean I didn't do the mitzvah? I mean, the mitzvah is the hechsher basar. I mean, it seems like you have to say, this svara is saying there's two things. There's hechsher basar, and halacha shel Sinai and Ruba Kula is insofar as hechsher basar, but then there's a separate thing of the mitzvah. But if the very there's no such thing as the mitzvah, the mitzvah just is hechsher basar, then, I mean, you could just say on the Rambam, it's hard, it's not hard for a Rebbe. Because how do you say, l'chachil, I'm supposed to do it, if hechsher basar is hechsher basar, how could you even... Right. So I understand.
Well, what's the meaning of the institution that you can imagine there's a...
A better?
Action associated. No, not a better.
Oh, there's an action associated with it. I know, but why do I have to do that? I know, but why do I have to do that? An institution of Hechsher Basar. Now, you tell me Ruba Kulo, and so far as that institution, it's considered, Ruba is considered like Kulo, and it works. So now that is the institution of Hechsher Basar. So now, why should I have to do more? Okay, another approach, different approach, is like somewhat of a combo deal. A combo between what we said Rashi and what we said for the Rambam, which is that everyone else learns this Gemara, the other Rishonim, is a Darabana. That there's a Darabana, there's a Hashash, that if you're going to cut less than Rov, you can end up not, you know, or just 51%, you can end up not doing it properly. Cut one simi, you can hold back, and I can do it properly, right? So maybe the Rambam also agrees with that. Okay? He also agrees with that, that there's a Hashash. Seems like a reasonable chashash. But he's saying is like this. So the Rabbanon were worried about that. So what did the Rabbanon do? They said, you're chayiv to do the Shechita HaMe'ula. The Shechita HaMe'ula exists. There's a model Shechita. There's such a thing as model Shechita. But then, Allah has Ruba Kekula. Or 50, you know, one Simon has a Din of Two Simon, and whatever, all that. But now the Rabbanon were worried. They didn't just say, and this kind of gets to something, Mark, what you were talking about yesterday a little bit. Is they didn't just say, you know what, even though Shechita is 51%, we want you to do more. Well, they could they say we want you to dance around before you do Shechita? Like, what are you doing, halachically? So the same as the Rabbanon said, is you're chayiv to do the Shechita Ma'ula, you're chayiv to not rely on Rov, to not rely on one Simon. So in other words, it's because of the Chashash, but the Chashash, how they implemented the Chashash was, they said, you're chayiv lezeh yiskavin ha-shochei. That the Shulchan is chayiv to do the Shechita Mula. By love, you're not chayiv to do it. Because look, it works, so it's fine. But if there were a chashash, that if people did love, then they wouldn't sit in sukkahs anymore, maybe the Rabbanu would say, don't rely on love, do the Masukah Mula, the model of the sukkah. Something like that. So saying is like, it's because Shechita Mula, that's why I'm saying two separate things. Shechita Mula is two simanim, because the Torah has to define what is the model of Shechita. Well, Shechita is two simanim. That's first of all. Ulezei is kavin ha-shochet. Now, separately, the Rabbanon said that shochet is chayet mechavin for that because of this chashash. If you don't do the Shechita Mula, if you just rely on the other thing, you can end up having problems. But if you want to know in terms of Hechsher Basar, it does work. It does work at last. The problem with the Svara is I'm making a lot of stuff up. I mean, no one doesn't say anything like this. He doesn't say, I mean, I'm pushing the other Rishonim into the Rambam, don't say anything like that, and, you know, I think it explains all the things. If the Rambam held it, it kind of explains things, but I would have liked it if the Rambam held this way, for him to spell some of this stuff out. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, saying there's a lot to be desired about Sfaras. I don't really love either of them. You know, but I think we're just getting started in Shechita, so, like, we don't know. This question, is there a mitzvah Shechita or not? I don't know. Hopefully, as we pursue the sugyos and get into it, I mean, I think at the beginning of any sugi, you gotta be open-minded. So Mishkita is a whole parasha. I mean, there's a whole parak on Shechita, and we're just getting started. So, you know, anything we say is at the beginning is tentative. So, you know, I think they're two decent approaches, but
yeah, we'll probably hit something later and be like, oh.
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, it is important, the methodologies. When you're starting a new area, you got to be tentative. You got to say svaras and be willing to go back on them and to question them. And, you know, you can't get too stuck on anything. You don't know anything. So your svaras are very superficial. You don't really have any grounding in the area. And you slowly, by getting enough problems, you start getting a kind of a foothold and see what works and different problems and different facts and different things. And then by the end of the year, you end up doing a sugi, you end up building up an intuition. And, you know, from a number of problems, you just build a picture. And, you know, maybe a svara will work here, but then you see from something else, that's just not the right way to look at shchita. And, you know, you build it. And it's the way these sugis works. I mean, you know, when you do, when, over the last number of years, we've seen it. You do a sugi for a number of years. By the end of the year, the svaras are more, less groundbreaking and more like particulars. You've already gotten, like, a framework, and now you're kind of working out particular questions. You know, like we had last year about Derech Yerida, Derech Aliyah, this, that. I mean, different, it's kind of the way these things work. Is you have to get an intuition in an area. Once you have an intuition in an area, and you know questions and particulars. Problems when you start out, you're dealing with particulars, but you don't even have the whole framework. So you're kind of at a big disadvantage. You don't know anything about the area, and you have to kind of create the framework, but you're studying particular. And it's just like, it's an interesting type of a process of building an intuition, you know, and building a framework from cases. But I think part of the thing is to move along. I mean, you gotta try to give ideas and then keep moving, because they know that they're tentative, and as you get, you know, as you get a better familiarity with an area, then they become less tentative. And you get more confidence in it. So I think this is, you know, we just keep moving on. To jump to Chav Zayin and the Beis. I don't even have a Gemara here. Oh, yeah, here again. Chav Zayin and the Beis is basically to the next sugya is by Duggan. I mean, the Gemara, that's what I'm doing this parak, is jump around a little bit. I'm not going to do every single... The Gemara goes into a whole long thing. How do you know Shechita's at the neck? A lot of different limudim and whatever. I don't want to go into it. I want to try to stick to, like, halachic areas in Shechita. It's like, it's a very big parak, so I'm just going to be jumping around a little bit. So there's a thing about Duggan. Fish. How much you have to... How do you do Shechita? Or how do you not do Shechita? How do you kasher fish? Okay. Asipasam zuhi Shechitasam, the Gemara says. So the Gemara starts at Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Tani Bar Kapra on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. It's right in the middle. Tani Bar Kapra. It gets into Oph and it gets into Duggan. Both. Duggan needs zero simanim. Oph needs one simon. And Beima needs two simanim.